And so it was tempting. It was a startup. Vietjet, of course, was an established airline. It was a very different type of operation. So I went to Cyprus in, I think it would have been 2015, actually, and was involved in the startup of Cobalt Air, because the original objective was to take over Cyprus Airways. Cyprus Airways closed its doors for a period, and so that option was closed out. And we decided to set up Cobalt as a successor to Cyprus Airways, really, but with a low-cost airline ethos attached to it. I started out as chief operating officer and became chief executive at Cobalt in the summer of 2015. And then had the job really of finding investment for that, that project. And we found that investment in China, ultimately. The airline started operations in 2016. It was a sad experience, because I had a major falling out with the board over the direction of the airline. I believed that we should be fairly rigidly low cost and stick to the low cost model. The board was, I think, much more inclined to turn Cobalt into a flag carrier. So, you know, literally a few weeks after we started operations, I resigned from Cobalt and joined WOW Air up in Iceland. To be fair, it was a bitter experience. I had no great memories of that time, even though the Cobalt team again was a great team. It was just the issues with the board were very frustrating, and it was a very unpleasant experience, frankly. But